Blackstone Audio presents Ubik by Philip K. Dick. For Tony Boucher. 1. Friends, this is cleanup time, and we're discounting all our silent electric Ubiks by this much money. Yes, we're throwing away the blue book. And remember, every Ubik on our lot has been used only as directed. At 3:30 a.m. on the night of June 5, 1992, the top telepath in the Sol system fell off the map in the offices of Runciter Associates in New York City. That started vidphones ringing. The Runciter organization had lost track of too many of Hollis's size during the last 2 months. This added disappearance wouldn't do.
"Mr. Runciter, sorry to bother you."
The technician in charge of the night shift at the map room coughed nervously as the massive, sloppy head of Glenn Runciter swam up to fill the vid screen.
"We got this news from one of our inertials. Let me look."
He fiddled with a disarranged stack of tapes from the recorder which monitored incoming messages.
"Our Miss Dorn reported it. As you may recall, she had followed him to Green River, Utah, where..."
Sleepily, Runciter grated.
"Who? I can't keep in mind at all times which inertials are following what teep or precog."
With his hand, he smoothed down his ruffled gray mass of wire-like hair.
"Skip the rest and tell me which of Hollis's people is missing now."